This is Dr. Singh dictating from Bloomfield Healthcare Retirement Center, Patient Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Steven, S-T-E-V-E, and last name is Wada, W-A-D-H-A. Date of birth is 6-18-1970. Date of evaluation 9-28-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric follow-up management of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, and assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 52 years old male who's familiar to our service. I reviewed evaluation done by P.A. Shelley and psychologist Dr. Tuttle. Patient has a history of mood swings, impulsivities, screaming at staff, argumentative with staff. And most recently, he was sent for some kind of injection for MS, but apparently he got agitated, loud, and was sent back without getting the injection period. During my evaluation today, he was calm, and shaving his face. Period reports that he's okay. Reports that his sleep and appetite is fair. He denied any thoughts or intent to harm anybody. He continues to blame others for his problems. He reports that his mother and brother has been down to visit him. He has a history of MS and spastic hemiplegia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, polyosteoarthritis, history of UTI. Patient reports that he's been taking tizanidine to relax, which helps him sleep, and denies the need for Seroquel. He reports that Seroquel slows him down. His compliance on medications is questionable to begin with. He believes that lamotrigine is fine because lamotrigine has, quote, anti-anxiety and antipsychotic effects, unquote. Patient continues to deny the need for Seroquel in spite of repeated education about benefits of Seroquel. And informing him that lamotrigine is not an antipsychotic medication. His chart indicates history of being delusional, lacking insight, and exhibiting poor judgment. Review of systems, no changes in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Last visit with PA on July 19, 2022. Current medication MAR reviewed lamotrigine 100 mg twice a day, Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, and 200 mg HS. Next, paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative today, motor movements, right side weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood euthymic but can get irritable, thought processes slowed, associations are normal, thought content, preoccupied with wanting to get off Seroquel, perceptual disturbances denied, or level of consciousness alert, oriented at times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight poor, assessment and plan, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type of 25.9, bands continue, current medications. Number 2, personality disorder, unspecified, F 60.9. Plans, patient exhibits significant underlying personality issues. Which are unlikely to change with any medications. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, period, continued behavioral interventions. Staff needs to consistently redirect patient for inappropriate behaviors, reinforce positive behaviors. Long-term prognosis is guarded considering the chronicity of impulsivity, poor insight, poor judgment. Peer will follow with you. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative checkup, side effects for anti-convulsant. Number 2, antipsychotics, risk benefit statement. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goes benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.